What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and it is International Nurses Day today. Thank you for all of your text messages coming through to give a nurse a shout-out. I will get to those soon. We'll give all the nurses a shout-out. So if you want to text in, there's lots coming through, 0429 985 985, and we will give a nurse that you know a shout-out today. Now, joining me on the line this morning is Lorna Cook, who is a registered nurse and co-founder of Chemo at Home. Good morning, Lorna.
Oh, good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm going well. More importantly, on this International Nurses Day, are you good?
Yes, not too bad considering the circumstances, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Rightio. Well, I guess first off, how is the nursing profession been impacted by COVID? I mean, we hear little bits and pieces, but what's really happening out there? Give us what's going on.
No idea.
Okay.
Let me inform you about the state of nursing in probably the world, but definitely Australia and definitely Western Australia.
Sure.
So we have been decimated basically by this perfect storm of COVID. And before COVID, everybody thought everything was okay. And I'm old enough and wise enough to remember back, you know, 5 years ago or so when a nurse graduate couldn't get a job in WA. And in fact, some of the hospitals were importing nurses from overseas to fill the space that our new graduates should have been taking up and should have been trained up. And I guess nobody saw that COVID was coming, even though you'd think they would have been planning for something like this. And so what happened was we couldn't get nurses in. Many of our nurses have been dragged away to doing other jobs that, you know, are not possibly in their usual area in which they work, for example, COVID testing. And so the rest of the nurses have absolutely had to stand up and endure. You have no idea what these poor nurses are putting up with. So in my company, we do chemotherapy at home for cancer patients and patients with other illnesses. Our nurses have things like, you know, PPE, which is the big masks, the gloves, the gowns. They sweat. They're just suffocating under their glasses fog up. You know, all sorts of terrible things. The patients are sick. They're going into homes where patients already have COVID and they have to make sure they don't catch it themselves. The families are frightened and they're very immunocompromised, meaning they're liable to catch COVID if anybody's going to. And our nurses are standing, honestly, like sentinels between our patients and, in many cases, the patients staying alive. They are amazing. And, you know, it's a pity that we didn't plan for this ageing population and COVID and all the other things and have shored up our nursing profession earlier, because now we're reaping the benefits of what we sowed all those years ago. So, the nurses are taking it, they're doing it tough, believe you me. They're just magnificent.
Yeah, we probably underestimate the amazing work they do too, and that's why we're talking about it today, International Nurses Day. Lorna, you okay to hold there? I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more.
Sure.
Lorna, thanks for being on hold there. You mentioned you've been a nurse for a long time, that the nurse of today, I would imagine, would look very different to what a nurse and even their training would look like even, say, 10, 20 years ago?
Absolutely. When I started nursing, it was very militaristic. There was a very strong hierarchy and nurses did as they were told, and we were hospital trained and learned how to make a bed and just, you know, you went into it as a sweet, smiling young person and grew up in that atmosphere. But these days, the nurses that you speak to and deal with every day, although they are sweet-natured and compassionate, you know, angels, but more than that, they are really strong, highly trained professional healthcare providers. So they have science degrees, they know chemistry, they know physics, they know mathematics. And so you know, it's changed a long time coming, but for a long time, from Florence Nightingale, nurses were just purely routine trained. Now they're trained to think, to critically analyse, to be able to look at a patient and see what's going on. It's just amazing how knowledgeable that nurses these days have to be. Thankfully, I've got both. I was trained in a hospital, but then I went back and did my science degrees and so on. But, they're so much different now. They're not the little soft, floaty angels of mercy they were in the days. Now they're truly warriors. They're working really hard and they're really smart.
And even keeping up with technology. I mean, there's a whole challenge there in the last, 20 years as well. So throw that into the mix.
Absolutely.
Lorna, just to finish off today, why it's International Nurses Day today, why is it important to recognise nurses and how can we support them?
Do you know, I would challenge every single person, every one of your listeners today, I would like you to say thank you to a nurse and think of a nurse as a highly trained health professional and be kind to them because we can't afford to lose our nurses. We need to pay them more, recognise them more and keep them because they are the backbone of our health system. And, computers can and artificial intelligence can come and take away diagnostic skills or pathology skills, but they can't take away a caring, knowledgeable nurse. And we need our nurses and we need to recruit new nurses and we need the next generation to see that it's a wonderful, highly paid, intelligent profession to enter into. So be kind to your nurse today.
Good on you, Lorna. Really appreciate you coming on and well spoke. And there we go. That's Lorna Cook who's joined me, who is a registered nurse and co-founder of Chemo at Home. It is International Nurses Day today.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.